The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is no substitute for professional care by your doctor or your qualified healthcare professional. Never disregard or delay professional medical advice because of something you've heard on this podcast or in any linked material. Guests who speak on this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions. Dr. Shirley neither endorses nor opposes any particular opinion discussed on this podcast. The views expressed on this podcast have no relation to those of any academic, hospital, practice, institution, or other entity with which Dr. Shirley may be affiliated.
Welcome to Forever Fab, the podcast on fashion, the art of living, and all things beauty. This podcast is curated by Dr. Shirley Madeer, MD, as the definitive source of holistic wellness through beauty.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Shirley. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fab, a segment of the Forever Fab podcast where I review products, services, experiences, and frankly, whatever, in 15 minutes or less. If the full-length podcast is a couture dress, for example, then 15 Minutes of Fab is like a button-down French cuff white shirt paired with leather leggings. If you don't have time to tune into the full-length podcast, then check out 15 Minutes of Fab, just a small dose. Some have considered it truth and beauty or plastic surgery secrets or as a nerdy or academic take on wellness and beauty with a dash of fashion. Consider it what you may. My aim is to engage you as a credible and authoritative voice in most, if not all, aspects of beauty and wellness with a dash of fashion. That includes products, wellness services, technologies, innovations, new scientific research, and plastic surgery. As the founder of Holistic Plastic Surgery, my approach to beauty is through a lens of wellness that's grounded in science, backed by medical study and research, strengthened by my clinical experience, and bolstered by my surgical training with the use of principles and techniques of plastic surgery. And then there's my love of fashion. Of course, I feel uniquely qualified to talk with you about beauty, wellness, aesthetics, and plastic surgery, as well as products and services within those spaces, not only because of my extensive, and may I add, expensive training and expansive background, but also because I'm one of you. Many of the human issues around aging and being a fierce fab person, as well as an agent for positive change, I live these too, and I try. You're not alone. So together we can help the world become a more beautiful, forever fab place. So if you'll have me and give me at least 15 minutes of your time, let's get at it. In this new year, I've decided that it will be one of expansion and discovery. So I'll explore all sorts of topics, near and possibly far-fetched, while still focusing on the topics that make the Forever Fab podcast, well, fabulous, namely fashion, the art of living well or wellness, and beauty. As part of my philosophy of holistic plastic surgery, which I created well over probably now 15 years ago, where I believe that beauty emanates from within, wellness plays an integral role in my practice, and this goes for many aspects of life that help you to live in grace and beauty, including nutrition, exercise, products, services, technologies, mind, body, spirit, and science. This episode of 15 Minutes of Fab is dedicated to truth in reality. The title of this week's episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast is Microphone Check 1212. This is a reality check. Exhale. It's been that kind of day. Post-Mercury retrograde, today feels, I don't know, hectic, off, unstable, chaotic. The truth is that sometimes things are messy. This is the truth of living a beautiful life. Without the unraveling, can there be transformation? Where is the light if there had been no darkness? I'm going to make a decision here. I was having that kind of day. So I changed my intention for the original content of this episode, which I had neatly planned out. But after this morning's madness, I decided to change the content of this episode of 15 Minutes of Fab Today to something a bit more, shall I say, affirming. So today, I decided to help you and me find some peace, even if only for 15 minutes or so. Today, I offer you what helps me, a prayer of peace from a Buddhist tradition. No matter your religion or spiritual leanings, I believe you may find some groundedness in this reading. This, in fact, is an excerpt from the Buddha Path Sutra practice, followed by a prayer for peace. This is adapted from the peace prayer from the Buddha Path. And if you'd like to read it yourself, you can go to thebuddhapath.org. I quote, "Absolute truth is beyond conception and definition. The realization of absolute truth occurs through the realization of relative truth. The realization of relative truth occurs through the practice of the Buddha path. Within relative truth, all phenomena arise interdependently and are impermanent, and cause and effect are infallibly related. Relative truth is single present thinking. Ceaselessly and restlessly, from beginningless time, from past lives up to the present moment of this life, thinking has been traveling through countless universes. This thinking is called by many names, including being, consciousness, karma, and samsara, all of which should be understood to encompass all types of gross and subtle mental activities, sensations, and experiences. It is important to understand that the only time that exists is the present time, and therefore there can be no predestination, no fate whatsoever. It is also impossible that two or more distinct instances of thinking should occur in the exact same moment. Everything that is perceived is the manifestation of single present thinking only. In general, thinking is the instantaneous process of choosing or grasping the object of thinking. Whatever choice is made, this can be seen as the cause for the experience of, as well as the direction that thinking takes into the following moment. Repeatedly thinking of an object is meditation. The meditation of positively thinking of Buddha two or more times is Dharma practice. Meditating on Buddha, either intentionally or spontaneously, increases positive thinking and happiness, prevents negative thinking and suffering, and leads you in the direction of enlightenment. This thinking itself is not the absolute Buddha, but it is exactly the manifestation of the Buddha within relative truth. And so the prayer goes. May I realize that relative truth is my single present thinking only. May I realize that absolute truth is the nature of my single present thinking only. Ego clinging is samsara. Pride is an obstacle. Doubt is weakness. Fear is delusion. Anger is hell. Jealousy is pure evil. Greed is disease. Miserliness is hunger. Selfishness is violence. Laziness is poison. Worry is useless. Guilt is self-immolation. Negative thinking is suffering. Faith is precious. Devotion is blessing. Renunciation is victory. Mindfulness is protection. Pure perception is samaya. Compassion is the essence of dharma. Love is the root of beneficial activity. Generosity is wealth. Discipline is power. Patience is composure. Learning is luminosity.
Contemplation is purification. Diligence is joyful practice. Meditation is realization. Prayer is the force of peace. Virtuous rejoicing is miraculous. Pure dedication is the wellspring of merit. Noble aspiration is the guide to fulfillment. Awareness is wisdom, and wisdom is enlightenment. I trust. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all beings be free from disease and the causes of disease. May all beings be free from hunger and the causes of hunger. May all beings be free from violence and the causes of violence. I am devoted. May all beings be free from fear and the causes of fear. May all beings be free from worry and the causes of worry. May all beings be free from sadness and the causes of sadness. I take refuge. May all beings be free from negative thinking and the causes of negative thinking. May all beings be free from pride and the causes of pride. May all beings be free from anger and the causes of anger. May all beings be free from jealousy and the causes of jealousy. May all beings be free from ignorance and the causes of ignorance. I have faith. May all beings have positive thinking and the causes of positive thinking. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. I rest in vast awakening. May all beings have peace and the causes of peace. May all beings have joy and the causes of joy. May all beings have faith and the causes of faith. May all beings have merit and the causes of merit. I realize vast awakening. May all beings realize compassion and the causes of compassion. May all beings realize loving kindness and the causes of loving kindness. May all beings realize awareness and the causes of awareness. May all beings realize wisdom and the causes of wisdom. May all beings realize the nature of mind. I dissolve in vast awareness. May all beings swiftly attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. Rest in the emptiness of great equanimity and absolute truth. May I accomplish the virtuous path of accumulation. May I accomplish the virtuous path of application. May I accomplish the enlightened path of realization. May I accomplish the enlightened path of meditation. May I attain the enlightened path of accomplishment. End of quote, end of prayer. Namaste. Breathe. Be mindful. Love. And have a good day. This concludes this episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast. As always, stay beautiful and forever fabulous. Inside and out.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Forever Fab, the podcast on fashion, the art of living, and all things beauty, curated by Dr. Shirley Madeer, MD. Live beautifully and help make the world a more beautiful place.